in the spirit. Turn to Romans 8:26. I'm going to give you 7 locations that you're going to find in that prayer in Romans 8:26-28. The first one is going to sound like you don't want no part of it, but it will cause you to depend on God more than your memory, more than what you have done. It's all about depending on Him. So the first thing is infirmities. Infirmities. You have to, in prayer time, you have to shift from your infirmities. You start out in your infirmities, but you shift from them. And the main way to do it is what we're about to do, intercession. Intercession will shift you from infirmities to inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So infirmities, intercession, then you go to inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And then from there, illumination. The Holy Spirit will give you light that you cannot see no matter what you do. It's a light from the Spirit. So you start out in infirmities. You go into intercession. You come to inspiration. Then you have illumination. Following illumination, I found out in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, as an impartation. Okay? It's actually 7 things. And then that after impartation, that's instruction in the Spirit. When you're praying, prayer is supposed to give you not just enlightenment, prayer gives you instruction. You're not instructing God in prayer. God will instruct you when you're praying in the Spirit. All right? Now we're going to read Romans 8, 26 through 28. We're all 707. We'll get to the 7th one now. After a protracted period of time of praying in the Spirit, you're actually inside. You're inside the realm. You're inside the dimension. You're inside the mind of God. You're inside. You're on the inside. You're not on the outside anymore. So Satan can't influence you. He can't stop you. He can't shut you down because you came through all those stages. A lot of times people stay in their infirmity. They're going through the motion, but they never moved out. We're talking about moving from infirmities, praying in the Spirit in a few minutes. We're praying in the Spirit. You're in another realm. You're in another dimension. You're shifting from a natural to the supernatural. Then you get inspiration. Get inspired. I like the illumination. Then light. Light in the Spirit comes on. Light in the Spirit. We're going to experience all this in prayer in a few moments. Then he deposits something in you, then impartation. Now the last two is very important. Because when you pray, he gives you instruction. Now for this meeting, we need instruction. We need all of these for where we are now in teaching these lessons. Around the world, I'm getting calls and letters from around the world now. People are seeing, their eyes are coming open. And great financial things are happening to people that they thought couldn't happen for a reason. Instruction and inside. Instruction, the last two was, you receive, after you get that far in the Spirit, you're ready now to receive instruction. Because you got the illumination, you can understand what he's saying. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And then after you get to the 28th verse, that's why I said, and all things work together for good for them that love God, for those who are called to his purpose, because you're on the inside. You're on the inside of the mind of God. You're on the inside of the kingdom, right? You're on the inside of the anointing, right? You're just on the inside. Prayer is supposed to take you on the inside. When you first start praying, you're on the outside. But after you pray for a certain protracted period of time, especially in the Spirit, you're inside mysteries. See, a lot of times people pray and their prayers stay in history. But your prayer support takes you into the mysteries of God. You go in there and you say, how I got here? And you begin to see things and hear things and understand things that is not normally understood. You're beyond yourself. So that's why I want us to press in, because where we are aiming to take people apostolically and prophetically now is beyond religion. All right? And so when revelation comes, you have to be ready to receive it, or you're going to pretend and you're going to get left out. All right? So other words, tonight, once we start praying in a few minutes, we want to be real in the spirit. Let the Holy Ghost take over. All right? You got all seven words? You need them now. I want you to pray over these prayers, not only here, but in home. I want you to pray. And I want you to keep a tablet or something with you, because God going to talk with you. Some instruction, direction he's going to give you. You won't write it down. You don't think you're going to remember it, because Satan's going to steal it. You got to write it down. I done had stuff stolen from me. I didn't write it down. So we're moving from infirmities to what? To what? To what? To what? To what? To what? All right, inside. We'll get on the inside. Seven things. And you want those seven words, so I'm going to let them say it again, because some of y'all don't have them. You want these seven words. They came out the mouth of the Holy Ghost while I was praying. He gave me instruction. So to instruct our intercessor to get the atmosphere ready for the night. Not only for here, but all over the world. See, John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, telling me that you could be out of the spirit on the Lord's day. And he said this, because I was in the spirit, I heard, I saw, and I wrote something down. See, so you don't want to be just about praying. You want the intimacy and get on the inside. Inside, you imagine getting on inside the mind of God. See, it don't even sound respectful. Inside, getting inside the mind of God. He wants you in there. Yeah, come on in. So your thinking become his thinking. His thinking become your thinking. So let's read this scripture with those seven things in mind and see where you're at any given moment. All right? So come on now. It's real. See where you are at any given moment. You're in one of those seven places. Romans chapter 8, verse 86. What verse is it? Verse what? 26. What is it? 26. Likewise, come on, likewise. Go ahead. All right. Father, we just thank you and praise you. We enter into prayer right now. Eko talalabasata. Talalabasata kushihi. Rababasata tarokushihi. Rababasaka shata tarorubasata. At any given moment, find out where you are. Shata, you start out in your infirmity. Shata rabasokushiti. Now you're in intercession. Lord, we just pray that open the heart and mind of people that they can understand, they can receive. By your spirit. Thank you for divine inspiration. Thank you for insight. Dalele boru baba sakasha tata illumination. Rara baba sokoshi tidi. Andara baba importation. Shakui ki. Dalele boru masata. Shata tururu koshiti. Every person, every year to year, go through these seven transitions. Kata tarara baba Holy Spirit. Dala baba sakoshiti. Rababa Holy Spirit. Help us, Handelaba, in the name of Jesus. Kororo baba basa kasha tata. Dalala baba sakoshi di. Kata tata roro baba sata rokoshi di. Roma ya yeshikete le mandeli brasa ya. Karara baba sakoshi di. Thank you. Dalala baba sakoto do do dalala baba. Thank you for inspiration. Thank you for illumination. Haralaba Holy Spirit, Haralaba Sukoshi Didi. Thank you for your impartation. Dalalaba Sukoshi Didi. Undalabasa, thank you for instruction. Dililiburubasa tatat. Thank you, we're on the inside. Dalalaba Baba Baba Basaka of the mind of God, for the mind of the Spirit. Ha 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 ha. Kurarabba Shaka tatarokoshi. We pray for all who come. Coming, some traveling by car, some coming on by line, Lord. Shararaba suko chetitidi. Talalaba suko tere basatata. Katsi shiko tolo mata. Kalili mo monalili mo nalishaka. Didi mo roba shaka ta kotili. Katalolo baba suko tiri. Rama monishi tiri. We pray for inspiration for those who come in, illumination for them, impartation for them, shatatata, instruction. Let them get on the inside of the Spirit. Spirit get on the inside of them. Kobrasi toko tote. Rababababasakote. We take full authority. We take full authority. Over these services. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Shararaba sukoshi. Ketetiri barata kosiri. Shararaba baba 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 sata tarakashi. Uraba baba basa koturururururu. Dalaraba sukoshi tiri di. Dalarata ta koshi ketiti. Dururu mama nala sata. Tororo koshi diri de kata taro koshi. Diri de buru nandashi ke diri diri de. Ura ba 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 ba. Sangi diri buru sha ta ta ta. Talala ba shuku diri diri diri. Ta 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 ta. Sarala ba shuku diri mandi diri diri. Ura ba ba sha ka ta ta ra yesku da. Oh, Mama de Surokuchi. Kata Teleri Bochata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your impartation. And then I baba each one of us. Tadalaba, thank you for illumination. Kata Tara, turn the light on. Turn the light on. Turn the light on. Shadaraba on the inside of each one of us. It is the light of revelation. Tadalaba Sukoshi Tiri. Sititiri Brata Tata. Inside information. Oh, my. Shataka, shataka, shataka. Rabba, ba, 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 ba. We're going to ask everybody to come to the altar. Shataka, ra, ba, 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 sat. Rama, ma, ha, ya, ya, ya. Ah, ya, ya, ya. We're tapping in some virgin territory. Thank you for illumination, Lord. Holy Spirit, illuminate. Holy Spirit, illuminate. Holy Spirit, illuminate. Halala basaka. Holy Spirit, illuminate. Kata talala basa tata. Turn the light on. Turn the light on. Shut it out. Turn the light on. Halala basoko shete di. Sata tarara basata. No darkness. Shut it out, babasaka. No dark. No gloom. Halala basoko shete. Halala basoko shete. Oh, mama, no darkness. Turn the light on. Illuminate. Alalaba, illuminate. Shake it, Bosa. Rababa, inspire. Give us inspiration. Rabasa, ta, ta, ta. Talalaba, shuku, ta, ta. Shururu. Oh, katararaba, sa, ta. Ha 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 ha. Unfold that mystery. Unfold that mystery. And delibasata. Rasi kotele. Unfold that mystery. Delibata labas. Shalalabasu kotele libas. Shalalababata la yesuko. Oma. You must increase. I must decrease. Sha ta 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 ta. Coronado, cocheri. Andere monga, dala mando, locotele, roseri, donando, locotele, mona. Ararabaso cocheri. Ha ta 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 cocheri. Andala ta 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 ta. Andala ta ta ta. Bororo cocheri de 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 bororada. Andala le mungu de le jata. Sha ta ta roro cocheri. Rababa soko shiridi, dalato ko shiridi, dalata ta 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 ra ko shi, rubaba sa ta ra ta. Thank you, Lord. Shara remini, sha ta 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 ta, rubaba sa ta la yesu ko shiridi. Ooh, peri bara nandiri. Roro soto roro soto. Ta 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 ta. Shondero roro sehi. Ora mama 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 sata. Shara ta ta ra koshiriri. Yondoro roto ro koshiriri. Roro koshiriri. Tarala manso roro soto ya. Shata ra koshiriri. Kalabasu kore dede. Ro 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 ro. Ha 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 ha. Shedere rosata. Kalabasu kore dede. Ro 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 ko shedere dede. Kalata ro ko shedere. Ge te 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 ro ko shedere. Shororo basu ko shedere. Shororo ko shedere. Tiriri bosa ta 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 ta. Sharara baso kushi tiri. Kurara baba sa ta 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 ta. Kurara ta kasha ta ta ra ra basa. Rababu hu kushi tiri. Let's lean on one. Let's lean on, you know, you start out, we had to pray for that. We all got infirmity. We came here with that. And then we're in the midst of interceding now, intercession. So let's just pray a few moments about inspiration. That as the word go forth, you can get inspired by the Holy Ghost. And that's a special thing that God wants to speak to you. You understand that, right? You understand it will not be so much a group revelation, because you got to deal with you where you are and what you've been through and where you're going and what you get. So it's personal. Inspiration, being inspired by God, is supernatural. It's sort of like a breath that God breathed in you. You go into another realm, just you and Him. Yes. So when the word going forth tonight, that you can be ready to grasp. I want to say grab in the spirit what the Holy Ghost wants you to have. That's between you and God. So let's just pray a few moments about the inspiring part. Ready? Let's go. Shatoloromasa. Etekoranandese. Inspirational. Rabababa Sokoshi. Andelaba, you the God of inspiration. Inspire us to see what you're saying. Andelaba Sata. Inspire us to catch on. Hold on. Kalalaba Sokoshi. Ramamama Sata. Breathe what you breathe. Put your breath in our breath. Put your breath in our breath. Let us breathe what you're saying. Inspiration. Thank you for inspiration. The inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And I'm inspired. Ruba ba ba ba. Ruba ba sa ta. Shararemen de koshita. Ruba ba sa ta ta. Ruba ba 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 sa ta. Ta ra ta 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 ta. Ra ra ba 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 sa ta. Shoro koshiki ti ti. Ta 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 ta. Oh, mama sa ta ta. Rasa ta 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 ta. Sharara ta 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 ta. Andana basa koshiti. Roba basa ta. Satara koshi. Rasa ta 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 ta. Andana basa koshiti. Rara basa kosha ta ta. Andana kosha ta ta. Andana kosha ta ta. Andana basa ta ta. I started to do now. Hold up a minute. I started to ask one of y'all to find out, you know, inspiration. Go ahead and give me a definition of inspiration. And I prayed a few more minutes. And the Holy Spirit answered me. Let me lay it out. Inspiration, let me lay it out before you. Let me lay it out before you. I don't want no dictionary to lay it out before you. Let me let me lay it out before you in the spirit.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
You really see that?
Yes.
Let me lay it out.
Yes.
See, is it going to be a language or a conversation just you and I going to understand?
Yes.
It's personal.
Yes.
See? So in that area, there are some knobs or some locks or whatever that you need to have the key for.
Yes.
Personally, not the whole group, personally for yourself.
Yes.
And he'll lay it out for you.
Yes.
I believe he can lay it out.
Yes.
See, so what you're praying on, you're praying now that as we go into this realm of prosperity, he wants the church to go in so the gospel can travel like it's supposed to travel. He'll begin to lay it out in you. Once it's laid out in you by God, nobody can take it from you. I've had many things laid out in me by God. Men try to take it, but they couldn't take it. Because God and I had connected into that dimension. The reason I come out here, my intercessor can handle it. I come out here to give you more inspiration. Because I noticed in the study a lot of things coming up that you had to be ready for it.
Yes.
Things that only God can lay out in you.
Yes.
So you'll be more prepared than the person who's coming.
Yes.
I got people going to come. I don't know. Maybe they got off late and couldn't get here. But people who were here to pray are going to be more prepared than people who were not here. Because you're going to be sitting there. What you laying out, amen? Another boy said, what's going on? See, inspire, divine inspiration is the Holy Spirit laying a mystery out in you and unfolding it at the same time. Are you hearing me? You're way past Sunday school here now, my sister. All right, so now let's go to illumination. See, there's a certain light got to be turned on beyond these lights here. On the inside of you, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has a, there's a light that the orders for my, what do they call it then, kazoozie? What that thing where I sit in with hot. Jacuzzi, and what the light called? Infrared light. You got infrared light, and that thing, you turn that thing on 10 minutes, that thing will knock your blood pressure down. You know that? Knock it down, infrared light. So I believe the light that God come on is infrared. And I'm telling you, it changes things. And so let's pray a few moments here about this illumination and that God can turn that infrared light on the inside of you that you can see better. Shata koro na ma masa. Turn it on, Lord. Halala saka shata. Tarata. Take all the pressure down. Shata raba saka shata. Raba saka shata. Remove all financial pressure. Oh, my goodness. Out of the body of Christ, shout out of ministry, out of minister. Remove all financial pressure out of business people. Love you, shout out KTD Bata. Woo, man. Turn the light on. Illuminate. Shout out. Bro, get us out of any darkness, Lord. Shout out. Andela sata ka shata tarokoshi. Rababa sata tata. Rama masokoshi kiti. Ura tata tata rokoshi. Ura raba shaka tata rara shaka tara. La 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 la. Shira, light it up, Lord. Light this place up. Andela basokoshi di. Kandela la basokoshi di. Uraba shakata tararochi. Raza kasha katara urababa soko firidi. Iridi bora nandro koshi iridi. Rababa baba 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 baba. Sa ta 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 ta. Rababa baba baba sa ta ta. Raraba soko shiridi. Sha ta kuro koshi iridi. Rababa baba 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 sa. Shandiri buru kiji. Raba ba 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 ba, sa ta 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 ta, raba ba ba. Everybody come to the altar. De la casa ta. Everybody at the altar. Shara ra ba sa kasha. Raba ba sa ta. Shara ra ba 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 sa ta ta. Toro ro to to ro ko sheri. Ooh. Ande ra sa kasha. Ta 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 ta. Tere borosa. Turn the light on. Tala la baso koshi di. Dala baso koshi tere di. Ra ba baso koshi di. Tala la basa ta 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 ta. Shuko tere ba ta ta ta. Ba ta 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 ta. Mendele basa ta ro koshi. Tere boruma. Now you will see things in the spirit you've never seen before. I'm aiming to be led, following the Holy Ghost now, but by divine inspiration, that turning that light on, that cause you to see things, it be more clearer to you. Illumination. And then there's impartation. Impartation is when God deposited something in you, wasn't no other way for you to get it. He impart to you. It has the imparting creates a divine impact. In an area that you never stepped in before. You step in at greater dimension. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, impartation. Let's pray about that a few moments. We got a few minutes. Let's pray about impartation, that he can make a deposit in you.
Yes, sir.
Now, anytime God make a deposit in you, that means you can make withdrawal. Hallelujah. In other words, I know some not going to hear this, but you start banking from the inside.
Yeah. That's good.
But the outside banking is a mess. But with these revelations that coming forth, and some great revelation will come forth tonight, it's going to make you a banker from the inside. So you're going to run your finances from the inside. What? You heard that?
Yes, sir.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
See, that's the kind of inspiration to come. Now, I really believe this is a big one. Running your finances from the inside.
Yes, sir.
In other words, inspired finances.
Yes.
Not hard finances. Inspired finances. Where God begin to control your finances.
Yes, sir.
I tell you one thing, all your financial problems over. You know what I mean? You let him take it over, you see what I'm saying? See, I know for many years I tried to handle it from the outside.
Right.
What more can I do? I believe I got some people here with me. Worry, try to make it work, you know. You get on the inside and God give you insight.
Yes, sir.
So I give you this by divine inspiration. I don't know how to say it. Financial insight is building up on the inside of you now. That's the things you're going to know about finding some moves you're going to make. You're not going to be able to explain it, but it's going to be divinely orchestrated. Finances, handling your finances from the inside. Isn't that something? That's divine inspiration there. I didn't come up here with that. He gave me that a few minutes ago. And I think it's just about virgin territory for all of us. Lord, what you want me to do?
Yes.
Lord, how to do this?
Yes.
Don't buy nothing unless you consult God.
Amen.
Don't buy it because you lack and you're happy. See, do he want you to get it?
Yes.
And some many times he's going to say, no. You override him, and then what happened then? Oh, I got to give you a word, struggle. And don't try to find another word, struggle. Because he didn't give you the okay. You're in a better position. Just by these few moments of praying. You're in a better position with those seven things. You go to Romans 8, 26 and 2:28. Quite often at home, go to it and read it and see those seven steps. You'll find that your infirmity is from your infirmity. The enemy wants the church to be infirm in finances. Watching a boy today, they said he's a movie star. His income is what he got now, $150 million. Nobody said nothing. And nobody got mad. Nobody got upset. Everybody clapping. He come down to the church. I got a multi-million dollar letter on my desk now. I think it's $3 million project. They paid for it cash. I don't know if I'm going to read it tonight or Sunday, but it's a minister. He said, I've been following you real close. Added on to his house, $1,300,000 paid for it cash. That's adding on to his house. Set up a bedroom where him and his wife can look out the top floor into the lake in the morning when they want to, laying in the bed. Well, then I ain't got upset about that. Don't let them fool you. It belongs to you. That's it.